1 Peter 5 verse 7, and I'm reading the New Living Translation. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley-Gonko here. So today I want to share one of the things that I have learned about God in the last 30 years that I have surrendered my life to Him. One of the biggest lessons I have learned about God in these 30 years is the fact that God cares about you. This scripture may seem very simple, but it's so power-packed. The New Living Translation says, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. The Berean Study Bible says, cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. The NIV says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Any translation that you read the scripture in, you will find out that it tells you that God cares for you, God cares about you. Now, I love the Amplified Bible. The Amplified Bible says, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on Him. For He cares about you with deepest affection, and He watches over you very carefully. Now, I'm supposed to be on holiday, and I say supposed to because I'm not really sure how much of a holiday it's been. But a lot of things have happened on this trip. So I'm currently in Dubai. And before I got into Dubai, so many things happened. Everything, in fact, that could go wrong literally went wrong, starting from the point where my travel agent books a trip for me with my kids, but books my husband and I on one plane and my children on another. And now, this may not be a big deal, but you must understand that my kids are all under 12, so that means that I would be traveling on one plane and my children would be on another plane all by themselves. And when I was leaving Lagos, Nigeria, where I live, it didn't seem to be a problem. They said to me, oh, no, it's not a problem once you get to Doha, because we're flying through Doha, that it will be sorted out. And so I got to Doha and I walk up to the counter and I say to them, oh, there's been a mistake in my booking. My children, who are all under 12, are on another flight, and I'm on another flight with my husband. And the guy sitting at the counter says to me, oh, no, that's not a big deal, that he'll sort it out. And so while he's trying to sort it out, this lady walks up to him and says, oh, I can take you from here since your shift is over. And says to her, oh, are you sure? I'm about to just sort this out. And she says, no, not to worry. I will take over from here. And so the guy says, thank you, packs up his bag, and he leaves for the day. And she sits down. And I tell her the story all over again. And then she says to me, oh, let me check the system. And then she goes and comes back and says to me, oh, you'll need to pay me $1,500 for me to change the ticket. I'm like, how does that even make sense? I'm not going to pay you $1,500. And I start to have different conversations with her. And someone else who's on a similar flight, had a similar challenge, walks up to another counter, and the guy just sorts it out for her for free. And so she walks up to me, oh, are you sorted? And I said, no, I'm not sorted. And she says, oh, but mine was just sorted right now. And then the lady walks up to the guy and gets really angry with him, and then they start to speak their language. I have no clue what that is. And then the guy comes over and says, oh, no, I simply helped her because I had three tickets. It's not the usual thing. I mean, they just somehow go over and over again. And anyhow, getting agitated, getting anxious, getting frustrated, literally even breaking into tears because I'm so upset. Like, I can't leave my children on another flight. I don't want to give you $1,500 for something that wasn't my mistake. And it just, everything just seemed messy. So I'm getting very anxious, and there's just a whole lot of drama. And then the woman says to me, there's nothing she can do. I have to make up my mind because my flight is about to leave, and my children are supposed to fly in 7 hours later. So I'm supposed to abandon my children at the airport 7 hours and get on a flight. And she's like, you have to make a decision now, or you're going to be a no-show and you're going to pay anyway. And she's just really being mean and very nasty. And coupled with the fact that English isn't her first language, so we're both agitated because I can't really understand her so well, she can't understand me. So the craziness is going on back and forth. And so I have no choice. And I say to my husband, you know what, just give me the 1,005. By this time, I'm so upset. And then she says to me, okay, so I'm going to get your bags off this flight. And so you're paying to get on the next flight, right? And I say to her, I don't have a choice. And really, I say the I don't have a choice. It occurs to me that at this point, I've taken over taking care of myself. But there's someone who cares about me with deepest affection and is watching over me very carefully. And he's probably just wondering why I want to do this, why I'm not letting him handle it. And so at this point, I take his seat and then I say, Holy Spirit, you are the one who is in charge of my life. You're supposed to be watching over me. I can't give them this money and I can't have my children on another plane. This is all very frustrating and I need you to take over at this point. And so I sit down, I start to pray in tongues for about 10 minutes. I can't even say I prayed in tongues longer than that. Just 10 minutes, and I started to feel the peace of God, and I started to become more conscious of the presence of God, because the truth of the matter is that at every point while I was going through all of that, Jesus was right there with me, but I just didn't give him access to take over. I didn't tell him to just handle it. So I was really, really agitated. And all the while he was there, not once did he leave me, because his word says he will never leave you nor forsake you. So I know he was right there. But I decided to be in charge of my life. And so when I said that simple prayer, Holy Spirit, I need you to take over from this point, I started to feel the peace of God in my heart. And so I walked back to the counter and the lady's nowhere to be found. And I said to them, there's a lady who's been attending to me and I have no idea where she is. And so the gentleman who is beside me in ticketing says, oh, did she not agree to do this thing for you? Was that her decision? And so it occurs to me that, oh, so that could have been a decision she could have made, but she decided to be wicked and to charge me. And so I just held my peace and I remember that he will bless those who bless me and he will curse those who curse me. And so I just kept quiet and remembered that someone was watching over me very carefully. And so I let him watch over me. And so while I was at the counter, another lady comes in and resumes and she just sits down. And then the gentleman turns to her and says, oh, this lady, this is her challenge and I can't find your the other lady who's on the desk, and she was already dealing with it. She had charged her 1,500. And so the guy says to me, oh, by the way, you do realize that I can't take dollars, right? You need to change the money. By this time, I'm so upset. I'm like, so this is what this girl was going to do to me. She was going to make me wait. And then when my flight was about to take off, then she starts to tell me this and I start running around frazzled like a chicken that has no idea what's going on. And so I say, okay, so what do I do? The guy says, go downstairs and change the money and then come back and I'll hold your tickets for you so that the prices don't change. And so this lady says to him, hold off on collecting the money, just book the tickets. So I go down, change the money, and I come back up. And while I'm standing there, someone sends me a message and says, are you okay? Is everything sorted now? And I said, because it came right from my spirit, I said, last, I will get on this flight with my children and I will not pay a dime. Those are my exact words. And the person said, amen. And I just kept quiet because I knew that God was up to something. I knew that I had handed over to him. I had cast all my cares and all my anxiety on him. And I was letting him watch over me carefully. I was letting him care about me with the deepest affection. I was allowing him to take charge. And so I just sat there waiting for them to do what they were going to do. And then eventually I would go back to my seat. Another 1 hour. So I was sitting there for about 3 hours. And then I said, came back to the desk. I went back while I was sitting there, I was praying in tongues. And then I came back and I said to the lady, you really do have to tell me something. I need to know what's going on. You've kept me waiting for too long. And I want to know what's going on. And the lady says to me, oh, I've been speaking to my superiors. And we've decided to put you on the flight with your children for free. I'm just trying to sort it out. And then I will bring your boarding passes to you. And that's how I got on that flight. And just because I stopped worrying and I cast my cares on the Lord, becoming more conscious on the fact that He cares about me. Now, even the tiniest things, the tiniest details, you know, sometimes as Christians, we believe that we should focus on asking God for the things that are too hard for us to do, the things that are too big. But God is interested in even the tiny details. If He numbered the hairs on your head, let me tell you now, categorically, that means He's concerned about you. If He feeds the birds of the field, who don't work, they don't labor, they don't slave away, they do nothing, and yet not one of them goes hungry in a day, it means that you, who are far worth more than these birds, that God will care for you. And that's the thing about God, He's so caring. I'll tell you another thing that happened on this trip. Now, it may not seem like a big deal, but it is, because every time I see God move in a situation I hand over to Him, it gives me more confidence to trust Him for more things, to stop worrying, to stop panicking, to stop being anxious, but to just relax because this God cares about me. So the other day, I went out to buy something at a mall, and then when I was coming back, it was so hard to get a taxi. And so while I was standing there, I was just thinking, God, I can't stand under the sun. Dubai is very hot, by the way. So I just said to myself, I can't stand under the sun. Holy Spirit, you need to help me. You need to get me a taxi. Holy Spirit, just send me a taxi because I can't do this. And this is because I had suddenly developed more confidence in the fact that when I called on Him to help me at the airport, He helped me. So I can call Him to help me with a taxi, and He can. And I know that it seems like, why don't you just get a taxi for yourself? Why do you have to get God involved? But He cares. That's what I'm trying to get across to you today, that He cares. And if He cares, then let Him care. Let Him do what He wants to do for you. It's with the deepest affection. You need to understand, He loves you so much that He wants to be in charge of everything. He wants to make your life so much better than it already is. And so I'm standing there at that bus stop, and I said, Holy Spirit, I need a taxi. And right while I was standing there, some Asian guy walks over to right beside me. And I can't really, I honestly don't know whether he was Chinese or Taiwanese or Japanese. I honestly don't know where he was from. Asia, I can tell you that. And he had a tattoo behind his neck. He had a cross, the sign of a cross behind his neck. And then he had another tattoo on his right arm. And so he stood by us, tried and said, do you want taxi? I said, yes, weirdly. And so he tried to stop taxis, but no taxis were stopping. And then some guy walks up to him and says, do you want taxi? And he says, oh yes, she wants taxi. And the man says, no carry, no going taxi. And then he says, why? He says, no woman, no carry woman. That's my best imitation right now. And so the guy was like, what? So he turns to me and says, where are you off to? And I tell him where I'm going to. And then he says, you know what? I'll sort you out. Then he says to the guy, okay, I'm going. And then he says to us, hop in. He says, because I was someone else. And he says, hop into the taxi. And then we hop into the taxi. And the guy looks at him and he says, no, they're my housemates. I don't know what house. I don't know that it's our houses in heaven, the mansion. I don't know. And he says, no, my housemates. And then the guy says, okay, so takes us to our destination. And then we're getting out of the taxi. He turns to me and says, God bless you. And then we just come out of the taxi without paying a dime. Listen, just, and someone can say, oh, that's just a coincidence. I don't know about the rest of you, but I know God sent me an angel. And I know that it's because He cares about me. And what I'm trying to say to you this morning is that I need you to understand how much God loves you. If you understand how much God loves you and how concerned He is, how much He cares about you and He cares for you, you wouldn't be worried about telling Him even the tiny things in your life. It doesn't have to be the big things. It doesn't have to be marriage. It doesn't have to be a car. It doesn't have to be a job. It doesn't have to be a promotion. It can be anything. Anything that causes you concern, anything that makes you worry, anything that makes you panic, he says, cast it on him and leave it with him once and for all. Don't go back and pick up the problems. Just hand it over to him. And I'm saying this to you this morning because I need you to understand that God cares about you. And if you can understand that, you will let him take over when you are stressed, or even before you get stressed. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo.